ಸದಾ ಕುಂಭ ವಿಭೋರ ಮಧುರ ವಿದ್ಯಾವಿರಾಜಿತ ಕರವಾರಿ ಜಾತಾ ಅಪಾರ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಸಿದಾಂಬುರಾಶಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಾರದಾಂಬ ಅಂತಸ್ತು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸೀಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಶಾರದ I have from this very platform on several occasions brought out the closeness of the connection between the institution and civilization. Suffice it, I can say today that be it the conferment of the honorary patronship of Sabha in the year 2000 or the naming of the Sangeeta Pracharya Award in the name during the Dalit times by her, singularly the only award to which she had lent her name or the institution that she has lent her name, making that award for her music teachers very unique. Or the construction of an auditorium by this institution and naming it after her, again the only auditorium in the country to bear her name, or naming the fellowship for young and promising musicians from all over the country, again named after Sudarshan, be it the statue which is over there, the portrait which are over here, those reservoir of recorded concerts of Sudarshan over 2,500 of them, those books, those CDs, those titles, those exhibitions, all without the glory of this relationship. We commenced the centenary celebrations last year, exactly 1 year ago. On the 13th of September 2015, we commenced the centenary celebrations.
And that we are right now on to the conclusion. The musician extraordinary who could convert any ambience from the mundane to the divine. She was not given to bigotry, for she herself had experienced what it is to be poor, what it is to be marginalized, what it is to be ignored. Her empathy for the poor and the weaker sections of the society, not just in those large sums of money that she had endowed and signed off from the performance fee of the various concerts, gives the quality of mercy to her music. The timeless, priceless heritage of Subbalakshmi's music is indeed a golden chapter in the history of Indian music. It is relevant not even during the time that she was around. Subbalakshmi lives in the hearts and minds of people. On the 11th of December 2004, this shower of music that soothed the world ceased. Melody waffled, breath stopped. Countless number of people all over the country were plunged into grief. But soon they realized that Subbalakshmi and her music transcend time. They do not belong to any era. They do not belong to any generation. In fact, both she and her music are beyond the clicking of the clock. That they are eternal and they live in the hearts and minds of people. True to the tradition with which she lived, she gave unto this world all that she had inherited. And when the last journey came, when she terminated her life, 88 years of her sojourn in this universe, all that she carried with herself was that shawl that the Mahaswami of Kanchi gave to her on one Mahashivratri night, on which she was draped around, and the mortal remains were consigned to flames. Both in life and death, Subbalakshmi practiced what she practiced all during her lifetime. The best way to describe her moving away from the physical plane of flesh and blood, as we would like to call it, is to call it as Swara to Ishvara. She was divine in her music, but when death came and separated her from us, that same voice became God, Ishvara. This is the greatness of the lady that whom we are celebrating today. Under the inspiring leadership of the Prime Minister of this country, Shri Narendra Modi, the Government of India decided to celebrate the centenary of Makers of India. All the Makers of India, they wanted to celebrate. What a great thought it was. A high-powered committee was constituted in the Culture Ministry under the directions of the PMO to carry on the celebrations of all these Makers of India. And in the first series of Makers of India, they identified Bharatratna M.S. Subbalakshmi, the first, and Ustad Bismillah Khan, whose centenary both are falling in this year. And this high-powered committee was mandated also to create permanent infrastructure to carry on the glorious tradition that these Makers of this country had created. But what is more interesting is, packed as it were by Rajnath Singh, Union Home Minister as the convener, Arun Jaitley, the Finance Minister, and Dr. Mahesh Sharma, the Minister of State with independent charge for culture, the only non-official member that the committee could look for as far as these celebrations are concerned was the president of this institution. That not only brings out the glory of this institution, but the perception that the government and the corridors of powers have in relation to this blessed institution of ours. If we are meeting today to remember Subbalakshmi, to extol her virtues, to pay our tributes to her, I believe it is immaterial to her today as it was during her living times. She was far beyond honors, accolades and titles, and we mortals were ever in need of honoring her as a way of symbolizing the reality that she represented for us. She was an akshaya patram, a reservoir of virtues. One generation is inadequate to describe those qualities of this great lady. Be it MS in music, be it MS and musicians, be it MS and rasikas, MS and gurus, MS and Mahaswami, MS and institutions, cultural institutions, MS and the nation, MS and patriotism, be it MS and charity. She carved for herself a distinct identity in each one of these facets of life, so that all round she became extremely unique and rare that this country could have ever got. The times of Subbalakshmi that we are remembering are the glorious times of this nation. The culture of the land blossomed not just through Subbalakshmi. There are several people who came during that time and gave the greatness to this story of the culture of this land. As we celebrate the centenary of Subbalakshmi, what comes before me is not just the ordinary greatness of this lady. She fitted into everything that the Vedic times were to speak of. The Vedic times speaks of that we possess everything and that we possess nothing. This lady created the samrajyam of music, such a vast repertoire of music, but did not take anything with her when the last journey came. gave it unto the world even during her living times. Not after her times. After times she has no control over it. She gave unto this world everything that she gave. It is these thoughts of non-possessiveness or aparigraha, aparigrahartham as we call, which is the greatest virtue that a person can have. The world is seeing an avalanche of changes. Deep commercialization, cross-commercialization, materialism seems to sink deep into the universe. But we are also seeing, however small and infinitesimal it is, a revival of the spirit. We are also seeing, at a glance, glimpse, the Vedic traditions being restored in various parts of the world. Non-possessiveness has even entered the world of commerce. It could be different reasons that non-possessiveness would have come based on technology, but the essence of it brings out the greatness of living in this planet Earth. Corporations today are not interested in creating fixed assets, not even creating landed properties. That possessiveness towards these have gone, but unfortunately the possessiveness towards the bottom line or market capitalization has not gone. Now look at these examples that I have, plenty of them I have to see. Look at the largest retail service provider in the country. Does not own a single accommodation, Airbnb. Look at the largest media mogul in this country, does not create any content, that is Facebook. Look at what Skype and WeChat do. They have no telecom infrastructure, but they are telephony companies. The fastest growing retail company, the most admired company in the world, has no inventory, Alibaba. Look at the movie house that has the largest of movies but does not own a single cinema, Netflix. The largest, fastest growing in the bank in the world but has no cash, Society First. If these commerce were to transcend beyond this non-possessiveness which has come in aspects of fixed assets, also move towards the bottom line and look and care and compassion for the universe and people who live on this earth, including other beings like animals, then that would be the greatest tribute that we should be paying to the likes of Subbalakshmi, not just Subbalakshmi, several other people who had come into this world at various points of time in history and brought out the reservoir of goodness. They have stamped infinity on the thought and process of this nation and added to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours. And when these corporations go beyond the statutory CSR limits of saying that I am judicially constrained to spend only 2% of my surplus, that I have enough and more of it that will go for the weaker, the poorer sections of the society, that will be the greatest aradhana that we will be doing for every maker of this country, every maker of this universe, be it a musician, be it a politician, be it a statesman, that will be the greatest tribute that we shall be paying to. Adi Shankara says in Vivek Chudamani, Jantunam Narajanmam Durlabam Pustvam Tadavipratha. It's a long verse, and then he goes to say, Shatakoti Shatam Krutai Janmastu Krutai Punner Vinana Labhyate. To be born as a human being is indeed very rare. And having been born as a human being, to discharge your responsibilities, the mission, the purpose for which you come onto this earth is not easy. While discharging this responsibility to realize Brahman, that is realize self, that's not ordinary. Once you become capable of realizing the Brahman or the self in you, to have the discrimination to know between ignorance and reality is not easy. And once you possess that discrimination, to experience truth does not come to everyone. And once you come to the state of truth, to reach a state of bliss, very few would reach that stage. Even as you reach that stage, to continue to remain in the stage, that Shankara says, Shatakoti Shatam Janmastu Kritahi Punir Vinalabhite. 1 in 100 crore will come. That also not easily. Unless you have blessings, they won't come. We are fortunate that in the 20th century, we had the great Mahan, the Shankaracharya of Kanchi, who fitted into every description that Shankara said about that being on the earth. Albeit on a lower scale, not that of the Mahaswami, the life of Subbalakshmi is no different. Subbalakshmi is not dead. She and her music are alive. She is alive through the Suprabhadams. She is alive through the Sahasranamams. She is alive through the various devotionals that she has given. She is alive in the temples of our land. She is alive in the sanctum sanctorum of our land. She continues to remain in a state of bliss there and radiate blessings perpetually and eternally for us, as Shankara talks about the character of these people. As I come to the end of my journey this evening, what is it that we do on an occasion like this? Pray of the Utsava Murti to bless us all. Ashir Vachanam is but natural on every occasion. So what do we ask of this lady? She had spent only 88 years of her lifespan in this earth. But we are slightly greedy. We ask of her, give us 100 years. Jiveti Shartashatam. Not just 100 years, because we have gone beyond 100 years. Because we ask of her, give us those 100 years exactly as Atharva Veda says. Pashyeti Shartashatam. Pushyeti Shartashatam. Bhuyeti Shartashatam. Bhayeti Shartashatam. Rogeti Shartashatam. Buddhyeti Shartashatam. Bhayamsi Shartashatam. Bhoyamsi Shartashatam. So give me all these qualities and make me live 100 years. May the Jagannamata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of us so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of Subbalakshmi and make our life sublime. The celebrations that are unfolding today, which is a week-long celebrations, is indeed special. For the first time in the history of this institution, the Sangeet Natak Academy is associating itself with us for the centenary celebrations. There have been several occasions in the past where we have worked with them, but a centenary celebration is the first time that we are working with the Sangeet Natak Academy. We are beholden to Sri Shekharsan, the chairman of Sangeet Natak Academy, for having made this possible, and more importantly, to come all the way, despite all the limitations of time that he has these days, to preside over this function and inaugurate this festival, and bless us all that we get the best out of this festival, both in times of soothing to the ear and to our eyes, and more importantly to our brain, so that life moves on. May the good Lord shed his grace on all of us. Thank you.